Today we've been hearing about identity and the difference between the identity the world gives us and our true identity that God gives us. And who here is really familiar with the story of Gideon? Do you know it quite well? Yeah. So we've heard that for 7 years his nation was under siege from the Midianites. The Midianites oppressed them and would get any grain as it was just popping up out of the grounds. The Midianites would come and just ravage the country and kill all their livestock as well. This country was impoverished and living in fear. But a nation is made up of individuals like Gideon. And he described himself as the weakest tribe and the weakest in his family. Gideon was hungry, he was hurting, and he was hopeless. Maybe there's times that you've felt like this, because being hungry is not always about a physical hunger. It can be hungry for relationships, it can be hungry for belonging, and hungry to be loved. And we can be hurting, not just from physical pain, but the pain of broken relationships and when things in our life aren't how they should be. And maybe it's even got to the stage that you feel hopeless and you look ahead to your future and you can't see things getting any better. But the nation cried out to God, and God saw what they were going through and he heard their cries. But when he went to Gideon, he didn't just wave a magic wand and make everything instantly better. The first thing was for Gideon to know his true identity, how God saw him. You see, he said, "Gideon, you're a mighty warrior." But Gideon was hiding underground threshing his wheat. He wasn't acting as a mighty warrior, but it's how God saw him. And he said, "Gideon, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to bring you victory." But it wasn't just enough that God said that to Gideon. But Gideon had to accept that true identity. And he didn't do it very easily. He fought back and he had a lot of questions, and it was a process. He said, "If God is with us, why is all this bad stuff happening?" He felt that God had abandoned him. And then he said, "Other people have had miracles, but where's my miracle? God doesn't care about me." Have you ever felt like that? And he says, "How can I save anyone else when I'm the least and I'm the weakest and I'm a nobody in society?" Gideon felt unworthy and that he was not enough. And then he said, "God, if you're real, I need a sign. I need a sign, God. I don't know if I can trust you." And these things aren't just Gideon. These are how we can feel as well. We can feel like God's abandoned us. We can feel that God doesn't care about us. Everyone else seems to get their miracles. We can feel like a nobody and that we're not enough. And we can even feel that we can't trust God, and is he even real? And that's where the rubber hits the road in our faith. It's not when things are going easy. It's when we even look at our life and feel hopeless. But we know that God sees our pain and he hears our cry and he's here. He's here to bring healing, to bring hope, and to meet our needs and to fill our hearts. We've heard that from the youth who've shared today, and I know from my story as well. You see, it's a process to accept our true identity. Just saying, "God loves you," doesn't really cut it. But God really wants you to accept that identity, because that is the way that you're going to move forward and see his hand move in your life. Are you going to believe what your circumstances say? Are you going to believe what the world says about you? Or are you going to hear what God says about you, your true identity? You see, when we accept our true identity in Christ, that's when our behavior changes and that's when our lives change. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 31 in the Message says, "Take a good look, friends, at who you were when you got called into this life. I don't see many of the brightest and the best among you, not many influential, not many from high society families. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose men and women that the culture overlooks and exploits and abuses? He chose these nobodies to expose the hollow pretensions of the somebodies. Everything that we have, right thinking and right living, a clean slate and a fresh start, it comes from God by way of Jesus Christ. That's why we have the saying, if you're going to blow a horn, blow a trumpet for God." So what does God say your true identity is? In Matthew 3:17, God said to Jesus, "This is my son who I love and whom I'm well pleased." And that's what God wants to say to you today. Not only does he love you, but he is well pleased with you. You're a son and a daughter of God. You're part of his family. You're no longer an orphan. What I'd like to today is for all of you to stand to your feet and to hear from God his identity for you. So if you can stand up now. I just want you to put out your hands and to receive from God as he speaks to you, and close your eyes if you feel comfortable. God is saying to you today, "You are my child. You are forgiven. You are a conqueror. You are valued. You are pure. You are his workmanship, and you are loved unconditionally." Today I want you to lay aside everything the world and society says about you. Anything that's happened to you and anything that has been done to you, and receive the Father's love.